Well, we'll call this meeting to order. Item one, Treaty 6 land recognition. We would like to acknowledge that this meeting of the Students Association of McEwen University is taking place on the traditional territories of the people of the Treaty 6 region in Central Alberta. The Students Association of McEwen University is situated in the center of what we call the City of Edmonton, which is called Amiskwetchi Waskaigan or Beaver Hill House in Yahinawi, Nehiyawiwin. This is the traditional home of the Nehiya and Michif and meeting place for many Indigenous peoples, including the Ngawe, Siksika, Nakota Sioux, and other nations. Item two, approvals, 2.1. We have a motion. Can I have someone introduce that motion, please? Vice President Academic.
Sure. Thank you. I can move to approve the agenda for March 17th, 2021.
Thank you. I thought you raised your hand, so that's why I went to you. And a second, please. Vice President External, thank you. It is moved and seconded to approve the agenda for March 17th, 2021. Is there any debate? Okay, the question is on the adoption of the motion to approve the agenda for March 17th, 2021. Is there anyone in opposition? Please speak now. That motion carries. Item 2.2, we have a motion. Can I have someone introduce that motion? Councillor Tran.
I move to approve the minutes of February 17th, 2021.
Thank you, Councillor. And a second, please. Councillor Fallis, thank you. It is moved and seconded to approve the minutes of February 17th, 2021. Is there any debate? Question is on the adoption of the motion to approve the minutes of February 17th, 2021. Is there anyone in opposition? Please speak now. That item is carried. Item three, presentations 3.1, 2021-2022 SAMU budget. President, over to you.
Great, thank you. Am I able to share my screen? If I am, that's excellent. And I am. Very good. So I'm assuming y'all can see this. I can see Matt, Miles, Tom, and Rowan. So can, yeah, someone, I've seen two thumbs up, three thumbs up. Okay, perfect. Then y'all can see it. One moment. Okay, so I am in lieu of the VP Operations presenting to you basically the highlights, the overview, the context, the summary of the SAMU budget for 2021-22. We have a new fiscal year starting on, I believe it's July 1st. So this budget will kind of go into play at that time. So I am basically going to give you the rundown of the process, the rundown of Students Council role. There's one slide on the summary of the budget, and then we have a bunch of highlights per department that will give you kind of the high level information that you need to make a decision on it. The last slide is going to have a motion on the budget, but that motion that's listed there will not be made until later on in the meeting. Okay, so the way that Zoom does this, I cannot quite see my toolbar, so just bear with me as I try to start the PowerPoint presentation. There we go. That's very odd. Are you seeing it just this first slide as it should look?
We're seeing it in presenter view. So I can see like the notes section and stuff. Next slide.
Very odd. Okay, actually, here, give me 1 second then. I think it's because I have two monitors. Let me just do a new share and go to screen two. Is that better? Okay, solid. Thank you for the feedback. Now we're set. Okay, so we have our lovely title slide with our excellent SAMU building there. Yeah, looks great as always. So the first thing I want to explain to everyone is the building the budget kind of aspect of things. Where does it come from? Like, how is it here in front of you? Did executive make it up? Did the general manager make it up? Not quite. The managers basically start drafting it, and then the directors and GM have some input and review it, in December and January. So it kind of originates from the departments themselves and then percolates up into the governance levels, finally landing at Budget and Finance Committee in February, and then landing at Students' Council in March for approval. We do it in March because if it is defeated, we at least have another month to come back and check it out and approve a different version in April if we need to. So that is the basic structure there. And a lot of the nitty-gritty details are really only known by the managers and the directors and the GM. So by the time it gets to BFC, it's mostly finished, as those who are on BFC would have seen. And it's just kind of there for feedback and constructive criticism, questions, comments at that point. And same thing with Students' Council, but even at a higher level once it's gotten to this point. So the basic point of the governance interface with this process is that you are essentially checking it against the strategic plan. The strategic plan has a vision, as you can see here, and a mission, which you should be familiar with from council training, and is also listed on our website. But the idea is that SAMU is a strong advocate, exceptional resource, and a clear voice for the McEwen University student, who aims to create a one-of-a-kind university experience by recognizing the student as our greatest asset and inspiration. And then the mission talks about enriching the student experience, championing leadership and advocacy, and empowering students through programs and services. And there's a lot of the words that are about to show up in our values and our objectives, our goals, I guess they're called. Just in that last part there, you see, programs and services, leadership and advocacy, enriching the student experience. That's really the thrust of it. So the seven goals are the tangible elements of it. These are the things we really execute on. These are the things that at least my executive report to Students' Council always kind of categorizes my work by. You've got advocacy, sustainability, community relations, stewardship, the SAMU building, connecting to students, and enhancing the student experience. And so if you look at our strategic plan, if you're familiar with it, they have kind of bullets under each one. But as long as the budget lines up with this and pursues this effectively, it's doing its job. So that's basically what I just said. The budget should be aligned with the organization's strategic goals and should be values-based. And it helps implement the strategic plan, as I've mentioned just previously. And so ultimately what happens is you've got this plan, this values goals-based document, and use the budget to turn that into services for students, kind of the student-facing part of what we do. Okay, so what is council's role in this? This is kind of the next section here, now that you know how the sausage is made. Council is responsible for high-level strategic oversight in setting the vision and direction for SAMU. Executive committee is very similar. We're also kind of at the high level strategic oversight level. Of course, a big part of that is approving the annual budget. And it's certainly one of the most important roles of Students' Council. So other considerations, there's 1, 2, and 3, and we're gonna start with 1. Does the spending align with SAMU's priorities? So this is exactly what we mentioned back here. Is it aligned with our goals? Is it based on the values that we have in our strategic plan? Next part, is it viable? Is it sustainable? Is it going to work in terms of logistics? Will the fees cover the expenses? Is it balanced, for example, or balanced or a surplus, I suppose? Does it create any liabilities that we're going to have to figure out down the road? And does it help us address growing needs and expectations of our members, the students? And 3 for considerations of Students' Council. Remember that it definitely should establish a sustainable fiscal position for the next fiscal term and beyond, that it should be focused on effective and higher priority uses of resources, that it should encourage our service units to operate efficiently and effectively, and definitely should assure accountability, which is very important. And finally, it needs to be accessible to students and responsible to their needs and their interests. Last one is essentially transparency and responsiveness. Okay, so before we get into the actual budget of, or the collection of budgets we have for each department, and I was about to say the 14 budgets, but as you'll see, some of the numbers aren't there. I guess it's a historical kind of thing where some of our departments just skip a number. So like 7, 11, they're just not there. But so it's not quite 14, I think it was about 11 or 12. But before we get into that, I just want to give a bit of a very like straightforward overview of what is going on with the budget. And really it's not too exciting because it's not too much of a seismic change. Nothing drastic is happening. Nothing is going terribly poorly or is changing terribly extremely, I suppose. And so there's no seismic changes, but we do have slight revenue growth in line with kind of having a new building, in line with having more students. We will have about 20K in extra revenue. Our funding is actually the same as any other budget year because we're expecting a chance that students could come back to campus. We need to be ready for that whenever it happens, at whatever level it happens. So the funding is staying at regular levels. And amortization is a big part of the total expense at $1.3 million, but has no cash implication. If you want to ask about that, you have to ask Justin, because I don't know much about what amortization exactly means. But we're projecting a $37K surplus, which is a little bit less than the previous year, but it's still a pretty healthy surplus. And of course, it goes to our reserve as per our policy. Okay, let's get into the fun stuff, since I only have about 18 minutes left. And we do want a little bit of time for questions, I suppose. Let's get into the departments, and you can see them all there. Like I said, 11 or so departments. What is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 11 or 12. Okay, Department 1 Operations. This is a hefty one with a lot of stuff under it. So you're going to see a lot of components here, and then you're going to see it aligns with, I think, all of our strategic goals. So every slide will be the same with the goals on top, highlights and enhancements there, unique challenges in the middle, and continued sustainability at the bottom. So I just want to point out that the strategic and corporate planning framework is a really big endeavor that is basically centered around the strategic plan that we're developing for 2021, because that's when our current strategic plan expires. But it's also tied to this corporate plan, this capital plan, advocacy plan, and a few other items there that surround it and give it more meat. And also feel free to take notes, because I'm totally open to taking questions at the end, and I don't have time to go into the details of everything here. So if something interests you, like, feel free to like just chime in at the end. And if I can answer it, one of the directors on the call can. Improving the building with revenue diversification and space optimization. Those sound like fancy buzzwords, but they're very important because we want to diversify revenue away from student fees if possible. And we want to optimize the space and get the building a little bit more, I guess, busy and buzzing compared to where it's currently at as a very kind of new and shell-like structure. And then the student support coordinator, which is something I'm very excited about and I think is really great news. It's basically a replacement for the ombudsperson, but staffed by someone. You've got the challenge, which is increased access to student email. That's a bit of a problem because we, unlike other student associations in the province, we don't have access to a comprehensive email list that we can use to get to all students. And we really want that. So it's definitely a challenge as part of this. And then some things we're kind of hoping to continue is working on HR and then reviewing the legal and HR budget. Okay, that's Department 1. Now on to Department 2. A little bit less strategic goals because it's a smaller department. But one of the biggest things that I'm very excited about here is the revamping of the website. Our website is old and maybe not as functional as it should be. And so we're doing some work on seeing how it can be changed and basically planning to unveil a new website at some point. Building branding is important because we want to be distinct from McEwen because we're SAMU and not McEwen, and sometimes it's easy to forget that, especially with the Pedway connecting everything. Enhancing student engagement is obviously very important, especially in a year like the one we've had, where student engagement has been very difficult to ensure. And then you've got, again, student contact information that ties in with the email list issue. A very prominent problem that we're facing. And then sustainability, cost savings from outsourcing printing, and more SAMU awareness in terms of our marketing would be a very positive thing. Like I said, it's easy for, I think, students to confuse McEwen with SAMU. So the less that can happen, the better. Okay, advertisement, or as it's actually called, advertising. Creating and promoting the student lounge. So this is an idea for an online student lounge that is being worked on by SAMU to basically help students, I guess, socialize and get together in a weird socially distanced pandemic influenced time. And then we have the UPass transition to smart fair. So we're going to have to advertise that to students because basically it's going from a sticker to a microchip. It's like a little computer card. I think it's kind of like what they have in Vancouver with the Compass card. Basically, Smart Fare will replace coins and tickets on the bus with a card. And yeah, I got to figure that out with the whole UPass situation, which so far has been a sticker. The challenge, of course, is that advertising is kind of hard to figure out with students. How do we reach them? What are the options there? And then the sustainability is growing business offers to students and promoting internal and external events to students, like the speaker series, like the Oilers tickets that we sell. Department 4, building operations. This one is interesting, kind of ties in with Department 1 and some of the things we said about revenue diversification and space optimization, because we have tenant improvements around the food and beverage tenants. You notice how like every Starbucks in every university looks the same? Well, that's kind of like what they have to do with Edo, is that has to be, basically turned into like their brand. So they have like a construction team that comes in and works on that. That's the improvements that's being referred to here, is that those stalls will be set up. It's on the second floor where they currently have all those windows gated off. And then plan for building improvements. There's a lot of things in the works that are too detailed and too numerous to talk about now, but there's lots of things that now that we have the building, we can think about adding to it. And the challenge is the original building design limitations. So maybe there's not as many rooms as we could want to make use out of, and maybe there's some limitations in terms of how it's set up and the layout, but we can definitely overcome those. And then you've got asset management for sustainability and a marketing plan for event space usage. That one's really interesting. I don't want to like dive too much into it, but basically marketing it to external people to rent it out and pay for the event space for their own events. Whenever events are possible to happen again, that is. Speaking of events, maybe Department 5, events. Again, you see the strat goals at the top, and then you've got the highlights here. So the diversity of events will be increased. We have a lot of new folks in the events department. I believe two of them are like semi-new within the last year. Both of them, I suppose, considering those two staff and events total. This kind of gives new opportunities for new creative ideas around the kinds of events that we can do. And I remember we were trying out some stuff with like music events and little concerts back in, would have been January or February, and I went to some of those and they were really well done. And then you got the Fall Fest increase with the rollover of the 2020 budget. So we do have more money there based on not having Fall Fest in 2020. We have a bit more money to allocate to it for 2021. Provided that it's possible. We were going to return back to a one-day Winterfest. And that brings us to challenges and continued sustainability. So the challenge is obvious to all of us because we've been living through it. We don't know when we're getting back in person. And we have a lot of uncertainty around that. And the timing could be really anywhere this year or into early 2022. But I have some sense that sometime this year, things will start to revert a little bit and kind of getting that timing right is going to be a challenge. At the bottom, you've got like some metric stuff around analysis and surveys, which is important to know how students are feeling about our events. And the idea of having a mix of in-person and virtual events, because maybe virtual events, you know, reach some students that in-person events don't, and vice versa. Okay, Department 6 services. So I'm very excited about this because we're increasing Breakfast Club, which is excellent in terms of serving our students with something that's like really valuable to them. If you look at challenges, we're actually also increasing pantry usage. So it's not so much an enhancement or a highlight in this sense, because we have to do it because students are demanding it more. And in some ways, that's kind of unfortunate that their costs are rising so quickly and their employment is threatened so much that we've seen such a dramatic increase to the pantry. But the great thing is we can add more money to it. And we're really proud to say that we are doing that. And for those who don't know, the pantry is what we call our SAMU food bank. So to get back to how it's an enhancement, we also have Study Buddies, which is an innovative new kind of program that we are, or sorry, it's technically a service, not a program, that we are delivering that is going to help students kind of network and liaison with each other around academic study, which is great. So lots of cool changes to services that are exciting, I think. Then we get into community sustainability. Safe Walk should be coming back because we anticipate there might be students coming back too, which is great. For those who've recently become counselors, we ran Safe Walk for years and years, and of course didn't do it when we were online. Then having a more like of a process or an inventory for our food stuff, like pantry and breakfast club, monthly peer support meetings for our volunteers to do peer support. Okay, Department 8 volunteer. As you can see, we skipped from 6 to 8. There's 2 new volunteer areas for students, and there's kind of an administrative opportunity for volunteering. And then there's also the study buddies that I just mentioned is going to have volunteer opportunities within that. So it's adding to things that students can volunteer for. And then we're going to help kind of bolster our volunteer recruitment with a volunteer hub system and a VIP, which is a volunteer incentive program. And I'm sure it'll end up inevitably being called the VIP program, which would mean that you're saying VIP program, and that's okay, but the VIP is basically a way to help reward students for their volunteering through professional development, like kind of swag items, which is like fun things that we give out, like apparel even, and gift cards and other kinds of things that we can do to appreciate. And of course, challenges, COVID. Again, the pandemic is challenging, of course, because things are strange and unusual and recruitment is harder. At the bottom is kind of tied to the VIP stuff. Let's move on. Student groups. So we had an online software that was in place. Voluntary Student Unionization in Ontario destroyed the existing software platform we had. So now we went back, found a new one, are implementing the new one in the next fiscal year. So that's going to be important, and it ties into the challenge there, which is integrating all the student groups smoothly into a new online software. That's certainly going to take a lot of work. Then a highlight and enhancement also is a combination of in-person and virtual events, because like I said, sometimes one serves a certain kind of student demographic better than the other, and having both around is good. It's going to be really tempting to do everything in person after the pandemic's over, but we don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater and like be like, you know, no more online anything, because maybe some students like that for some things at some times. So that's that. And then for the bottom part, definitely having more awareness around operational and event grants would be great, so that we can hand out more money to student groups. Nearly at the end, we have programs, partnerships with McEwen. There's various McEwen programs that they run that we can partner with to reach a larger student population. So one example would be like Global Awareness Week, and we can team up with them on that. Then the other opportunity is, you know, enhancing relationships with the downtown community in Edmonton to build external connections around certain kinds of programs and opportunities that are downtown, because we're not very isolated and there's things to be found in our surrounding community. A challenge to the Gray Gallery: it's being removed from the Robbins building to the Sammy building, so that's definitely a challenge. And then for the bottom, there's improvements to the Student Refugee Program, the SRP. There is a focused on sustainable practices, and the last part, which I think is great, is, you know, helping get fundraising for raising funds for SAMU Cares. I think there's certain campaigns you could do, like United Way ran a campaign around rounding up your coffee purchase of the McEwen like convenience store, and the extra few cents went to United Way and they made money off that. So things like that could maybe go into SAMU Cares, and you could end up bolstering our student bursary through that. So good plan. Department 12 is governance. That's our department as students council and executives. And one of the big changes is all the legal fees used to be in Department 12. Now, about half of them, a little bit less than half of them are in Department 1 now. That way they're not all concentrated in governance, because that didn't really make too much sense, and that's better that way. The institutional support for academic and non-academic issues is a big piece because of the change with the ombudsperson, which I discussed way back in Department 1. There's an affiliations and membership fee increase because the provincial advocacy group is increasing their fees. And we were part of the working group that decided on this. And I'll actually have to explain that, because that decision was made after we passed the budget at BFC. And later on, we're going to have to add that as a change to the budget motion today. Well, the challenge, I already mentioned this actually, COVID is impacting student engagement, which is clear to all of us based on the election turnouts and other things like that. And we always want to make sure we're accessible and transparent. And then we're at the final department, which is good because we only have like 5 minutes for questions, if I am remembering when I started correctly. But it's the Griff, which is our student newspaper, and we want to expand types of online media. So maybe bolstering the website and adding things beyond the existing kind of format of articles. And then more coverage of different kinds of events. And of course, again, COVID impacting engagement. And we want to continue to attract volunteers and future staff. So there's the motion. We're going to be passing that in probably few minutes. It's going to be later on, not directly after the presentation, but there it is. That'll be the motion on the floor later on. And that's it. I guess we'll open it up for 5 minutes of questions before we move on. And don't worry if your question is overly technical or something, because we can have like the directors or the general manager answer.
Well, if you have a question, just type question in the chat and we'll recognize you in the order in which you appear there. Board of Governors representative.
Thank you. So I have a couple questions. In Department 2, line 576500, there is approximately $30,000 for freelance and consulting services. I was just wondering, for that, was there an emphasis placed on students?
Go ahead, President. You can direct it however you like.
Thank you. So the question, I believe, is on, you know, whether those jobs will have an emphasis on hiring students or something like that. Is that okay? So yeah, I'll direct that to if Carl is on the call, which I believe he is, I'll direct that to Carl.
Thanks, John. Yeah, the emphasis is there to hire students where we can, and we see a good opportunity going forward. One of the objectives we have is to enhance our content, both, you know, utilizing more video, using user-generated content, which is, you know, finding students that can represent SAMU and generate that content for us, because students tend to pay more attention to their peers and their friends. So having those people generating content for us will, I think, better engage the students and get the message across. So we'll definitely be looking to use students where we can to, you know, create content through video. If there's photography abilities with students, we can use those. So we do look for students where we can to utilize them, because in the end, it ends up being more cost effective hiring them. And it also gives them, you know, the experience that they need.
Thanks, Carl. Board of Governors Rep, you had another question?
Yes, and thank you for your answer, Carl. So my next question is regarding Department 4, line 500500, which is for IT equipment. It is an increase of $35,000 approximately. And in the comments, it just said discussion. So I was wondering if there was just some elaboration on that.
President, who would you like to direct that to?
I believe that will go to Director of Building Operations, Daryl Kostash.
Yeah, so that's more of an accounting thing. The issue we had was we pay for our IT services afterwards. We don't pay for it before. Like, you know, normally when you pay your phone bill before you use it. We're paying for our IT services after, so we can actually say, well, we use this many program licenses, and we get actually a deal on some of them. So we settle up at the end of the year. Unfortunately, it got billed into this year. So we don't want to leave it to the future generation, because we know what's going on. But let's say we all decided, you know, Sam, you, we're going to go work somewhere else, and we left it for somebody. You're going to get double hit 1 year, and it's going to be kind of funny. So we wanted just to get it out of the accounting, because it went into accrual accounting. So hopefully that makes sense. But we're not paying for more. We're just double paying 1 year, and then we're back to normal. But we didn't lose any money.
Thanks, Daryl. Other questions?
That's all. Thank you, Daryl, and thank you, Chair.
Yep. Other questions from anyone on council? I just have a procedural question. Maybe the president can help me answer this. Are we intending for the staff to stick around until the motion is passed, or are you going to invite them to leave after this discussion? I only ask because if that's the case, then I'd suggest that we deal with the motion right away so that they can get back to their lives. But if not, then that's a moot point.
Yeah, I guess I would just urge any counselors who have questions around this to ask them now so that we don't have to deal with it at the motion, and then we can, you know, have them leave and deal with the motion in the normal kind of time where we would.
Thank you, President. Other questions? Okay, I don't see any, so we'll move on then. Thank you to all of the SAMU staff who participated on the call. Item 4 for information, 4.1 reports, 411, President, any oral supplements?
Yes, thank you, Chair. I do have some prepared oral supplements on the strategic planning process that SAMU is undergoing right now, because we're trying to encourage counselors to participate in that. However, I still have my PowerPoint up and I haven't managed to pull up my prepared remarks. So could you come back to me at the end of the other Vice President ones and I can give it that time?
Sure. 412, Vice President Academic, any oral supplements?
Thank you, Chair. Just to let everyone know, I have emailed out my report for their viewing, and just to remind everyone that I am accessible through email or office hours, and I'm always open to talking and chatting about my work. But otherwise, that's all. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. 413, Vice President External, any oral supplements?
Yes, thank you, Chair. I'll just briefly say essentially the same thing that the Vice President Academic just said. I know that you know, the report came through quite close to the mark today, and that's not a state of affairs that we're super thrilled about. But I'm always happy to answer any questions that anyone has about any element of my job, even if it's vague. I won't shut down any questions. I can always elaborate on anything that's unclear. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. 414, Vice President Student Life, any oral supplements?
As presented, thank you, Chair.
Thank you. 415, Board of Governors Student Representative, any oral supplements?
As presented, thank you, Chair.
Thank you. And we have the in-camera period for the Appointment Advisory Committee, so I'm assuming there's nothing to discuss there with respect to oral supplements. So 411, back to you, President, oral supplements.
Great, thank you so much, Chair. So I just wanted to highlight the strategic planning process, because we are going to be sending a Google form to Students Council members, and this is going to be your opportunity to provide input into our new strategic plan. We are hoping to have that back from you by March 21st, 2021, because we're kind of on a bit of a deadline here in terms of trying to get most of it done before the current executive leaves office so that we can have it ready to go for this incoming group and for the 2021 year, because our current strategic plan is set to expire. So it should be done by the end of April, and you can watch for it on SAMU's website. And just to give you a bit of an overview, it's the kind of stuff that we talked about at the beginning of the budget presentation. It's the mission, the vision, the goals, to ensure that basically we're relevant, we're responsive, and we're doing our job for the student body. So it's your chance to kind of contribute to our vision on how to be proactive on these kinds of issues. And I'm really excited to see what you all have to say as you're input into the process. So thanks.
Thank you, President. Item 4.2, Executive Committee minutes of February 10th and 18th, 2021 are provided in your package for your information. Item 5, question period. 5.1, written questions. Nothing there today. 5.2, oral questions. We'll open the floor for questions now. If you have a question, just please type question in the chat and I'll recognize you in the order in which you appear. Last call for questions. Okay, we'll move on to item 6, in camera period. We need a motion to go in camera. Can I have someone introduce that motion, please? Vice President External.
Thank you, I move to go in camera.
Thank you, and a second, please. Councillor Williams, thank you. It has been moved and seconded to go in camera. Is there any debate? Questions on the adoption of the motion to go in camera. Is there anyone opposed? Please speak now. That motion is carried. I'll just ask that you use the link in the agenda to join the in-camera room. Okay, move on to item 7, motions and business orders of the day. 7.1, councillor vacancies. We have a motion. Can I have someone introduce that motion, please? Councillor Samodia.
I move to appoint the motion for Zachary Zanin as a councillor effective March 18, 2021 for a term ending October 31st, 2021. Chair, I think you're still muted.
Sorry about that, rookie mistake. I think the motion was actually a move to appoint Zachary Zanin as councillor effective March 18th, 2021 for a term ending October 31st, 2021. I think you just added some additional words there.
Oh, I apologize.
Not a problem. I just want it clear for the minutes. And a second, please. Councillor Aboud, thank you. It has been moved and seconded to appoint Zachary Zanin as a councillor effective March 18th, 2021 for a term ending October 31st, 2021. Is there any debate? If there is debate, please type debate into the chat. I don't see any. The question is on the adoption of the motion to appoint Zachary Zanin as a councillor effective March 18th, 2021 for a term ending October 31st, 2021. Is there anyone in opposition? Please speak now.
Yes.
Okay, if you are opposed, I'd ask that you please type opposed into the chat and we will make a record of those in opposition and determine a decision. Last call. Okay, it looks like the opposed have it. The motion is defeated. The individuals who voted in opposition will be recorded separately in the minutes. Item 7.2, 2021-2022 SAMU budget. We have a motion, President.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to move to approve the 2021-2022 SAMU budget on the recommendation of the Budget and Finance Committee.
Thank you, and a second. Vice President Student Life, it's been moved and seconded to approve the 2021-2022 SAMU budget on the recommendation of the Budget and Finance Committee. President, did you have anything to say in relation to this motion?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Just quickly, if you have comments, I know I said it would have been great to have them earlier when everyone was here, but still totally open to having them here because getting them answered at all is better than not. And then I suppose I'll just say that I think that the budget is worthy of being approved myself. You might, you know, disagree with elements of that, and that's cool, and I welcome that kind of discussion, but, or any kind of questions that's that effect, or any questions that satisfy any curiosity you have. But I like it because it's stable, and it continues with a lot of things that we've already been doing that are good, and the changes that are made, where they are made, are really important, and I think are going to contribute to us serving students even better than before. So that's my introductory comments.
Thank you, President. Is there any debate? If there is, please type debate into the chat. Last call for debate. Okay, the question is on the adoption of the motion to approve the 2021-2022 semi-budget on the recommendation of the Budget and Finance Committee. Is there anyone in opposition? Please speak now. The motion is carried. 7.3, policies policy. Councillor Williams, have a motion.
Thank you, Chair. I move to approve the policies policy on the recommendation of the Bylaws and Policy Committee.
Thank you, and a second. Vice President External, thank you. It has been moved and seconded to approve the policies policy on the recommendation of the Bylaws and Policy Committee. Sorry, I'm smiling. That's the most I've said policy in a motion, I think, ever. Councillor Williams, would you like to speak to the motion or no?
Yes, please. So just a few things. If you have read, we wanted to add the date of the last review to the fact sheets. And that's just to provide clarity on when the policies were last reviewed, as we are supposed to be reviewing them annually. And right now the date that we have is just the last date that it was approved at council. So this will help keep us accountable in reviewing policies annually. We also wanted to add a citation of documents so that there's a paper trail between the policies and the related documents and forms. And we removed the printed copy of the current governance manual, as all the information that was found in that manual can be found on SAMU's website. And the governance advisor holds a copy of the previous editions of the manual. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Williams. Is there any additional debate on the motion? Please type debate into the chat. Vice President Academic.
Thank you. I was very happy to see these additions being proposed today. This is something that I've noticed over my time at SAMU, and especially in comparison to McEwen policy and procedures, that seems to be a standard to include such information. So I'm very happy to see that we have it now in our policy and in policy that to uphold what I think is good practice and a good standard. So awesome, thanks.
Thank you, Vice President. Other debate? Seeing none, the question is on the adoption of the motion to approve the policies policy on the recommendation of the Bylaws and Policy Committee. Is there anyone in opposition? Please speak now. Motion is carried. Item 7.4, Chair of Students Council Appointment. Vice President, Students Life.
Thank you, Chair. The council spoke in camera about the
motion. Can you just introduce the motion?
Oh, apologies. I do this every time. I move to appoint Tim Jobs as Chair of Students Council for a term of May 1st, 2021 to April 30th, 2022.
Thank you. And a second, please. Councillor Williams, thank you. Before I turn it over to you, Vice President Student Life, I have to declare a conflict of interest here. And so normally when you encounter a conflict of interest, you'd remove yourself from chairing the meeting. However, in the past, I have stated my conflict of interest and suggested that I feel like I could chair this portion of the agenda fairly. But if any one of you on council is in opposition to me remaining as the chair during this motion, please speak now and I will step aside. Okay, we'll turn it over to you, Vice President Student Life, to address the motion.
Thank you, Chair. Council spoke in camera about the motion to appoint or reappoint, rather, our Chair of Students Council. And happy to take any questions or field any debate or bring this forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any debate? Please type debate into the chat. Seeing none, the question is on the adoption of the motion to appoint Tim Jobes as Chair of Students Council for a term of May 1st, 2021 to April 30th, 2022. Is there anyone in opposition? Please speak now. Motion is carried. 7.5, Student Voice on Sexual Violence Elimination Subcommittee. Okay, so we have to undergo a process here to nominate some individuals for a subcommittee. Alan, did we receive any nominations in advance?
No, we did not.
We did not. Okay, so we will have to go through the nomination process live and in person on Zoom. And so let me explain the process to you if you're unfamiliar or you forgot the process. So essentially, we have two positions available on this subcommittee, and I will open the floor shortly to nominations. And you'll simply type nomination in the chat if you would like to nominate one of your colleagues or yourself. If you nominate one of your colleagues, I will ask that individual whether or not they accept the nomination, and ultimately the decision is up to them. If you nominate yourself, I will assume that you have accepted the nomination, and you will be added to the list. If the individual that you nominate accepts the nomination, they will be added to the list. And we will go through that process until there are no more nominations. And then we will undergo a process where each of the nominees will have 30 seconds to plead their case for why they should be nominated or placed on this committee. And the speeches will proceed in the order in which people were nominated. So with all of that said, and then the final step in the process is that there will be a ballot online that you will fill out, and that will determine who the successful counselors are to be placed on the subcommittee. Now, with all that said, are there any questions with respect to the process? Okay, so we will open nominations now. If you have a nomination, please type nomination in the chat. Vice President Student Life.
I would like to nominate Councillor Landberg, thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Landberg, do you accept the nomination?
I'll have to decline the nomination. Thank you very much, though.
Thank you. Other nominations? Vice President Academic?
Thank you, Chair. I would like to nominate Councillor Aboud.
Councillor Aboud, do you accept the nomination?
Yes, Chair, I do. Thank you.
Thank you. Other nominations? Last call for nominations.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Samodiak. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Samodiak, do you accept the nomination?
I will accept the nomination. Thank you.
Thank you. Other nominations? Last call for nominations. Okay, we'll close the nomination period now. We'll start the speeches with Councillor Aboud. Your 30 seconds will begin shortly, and then we'll proceed to Councillor Samodiak, and then we'll proceed to a yes-no vote by ballot. So, Councillor Aboud, your 30 seconds begins now.
Thank you very much, Chair. So this is an issue that I have a personal stake in. I am a survivor of sexual assault and sexual violence. This is still, despite the strides that we have made in the last decade, there's still a very long way to go. And I think that the importance of education and continued awareness to make sure that this issue doesn't become silent is incredibly important. And this is something that I would very much be honored to be a part of. And to whether that difference be tomorrow or in 10 years from now, I think that the more awareness that we can put out there and educate people, the better chance we have of preventing it from becoming silent again.
Thank you, Councillor Aboud. Councillor Samodiok, your 30 seconds begins now.
Yes, as Councillor Aboud said, this is a very important issue, and I'm a student in the Child and Youth Care Program, and there's different youth that I've come across and had to fight for and advocate for that are facing situations that involve sexual violence and other just really terrible things. And so I think I would like, and one of the reasons I wanted to serve on student council was to have an opportunity to advocate and help and represent people that are hurting, and in a online kind of COVID format, like, it is important that that we're still communicating, that we're still engaging and fighting for those that need it. So that would, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Smodek. Okay, so I understand from Alan that the email has been sent, so with the ballot. So if you'll check your email inbox, you should be able to find the ballot there. Just do a last call to vote. I think we've got a decision either way. So Vice President of Student Life, can you read the motion with Councillor Aboud and Councillor Samodiok's names inserted, please?
Thank you, Chair. I move to appoint Councillor Aboud and Councillor Samodiok to the Student Voice on Sexual Violence Elimination Subcommittee.
Thank you. And a second, please. Vice President External, thank you. It has been moved and seconded to appoint Councillor Samodiok and Councillor Aboud to the Student Voice on Sexual Violence Elimination Subcommittee. Is there any debate? If there is, please type debate into the chat. Seeing none, the question is on the adoption of the motion to appoint Councillor Aboud and Councillor Samodiok to the Student Voice on Sexual Violence Elimination Subcommittee. If there is anyone in opposition, please speak now. Motion's carried. Item 7.6, Remuneration of Elected Representatives Policy. President, can you introduce the motion, please?
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, Chair. This is basically...
Can I just get you to introduce the motion, please? Sorry,
I made the mistake. Thank you. I would like to move to approve the Remuneration of Elected Representatives Policy on the recommendation of the Governance Remuneration Advisory Committee.
Thank you, President. And a second? Can I get a seconder? Vice President Academic, thank you. It has been moved to approve the Remuneration of Elected Representatives Policy on the recommendation of the Governance Remuneration Advisory Committee. President, would you like to speak to the motion?
Yes, thank you, Chair. I jumped the gun and already started speaking to it at the beginning. And what I was about to say was that this adds essentially Appendix C. So the appendixes themselves can be edited by the committee, and we don't need student council's approval to change that. That's a special kind of policy that we can do that with. But adding a new appendix requires us to have council's approval. And so Appendix A and Appendix B were reviewed. Appendix A was changed because it, you know, lines up with the review of like executive committee pay, which goes with inflation. It increases with inflation and that kind of stuff. But the one that we're approving here today, because we already edited Appendix A under the authority of GRAC, the one we're approving here today is Appendix C. So what is Appendix C? Well, basically, it's just the same thing as Appendix B, same dollar amount, same dollars per meeting, but for the Board of Governors representative. So historically, the Board of Governors rep was paid through McEwen's Board of Governors itself. They stopped doing that. I believe the government stopped funding it or something. So now we are planning on giving them an honorarium so that basically the idea with his honorariums is any student could go and do that and not have to like sacrifice their pay from their job or something if they really need pay for those hours put in at a job somewhere. And it makes it a bit more accessible that way. So moving forward, if we approve this, the Board of Governors rep will be paid an honorarium similar to what counselors get. And I'm willing to take any questions that you might have.
Thank you, President. Is there any debate? Please type debate into the chat. Councillor Williams.
So I just have a question regarding the committee honorarium for the Board of Governors rep. Is there a reason why there is a committee honorarium? Can the Board of Governors rep sit on a SAMU committee, or is that for McEwen committees, or what is I'm just curious about the committee honorarium based on their roles and responsibilities set out in their policy.
Thank you, Councillor President. Can you answer that?
Yes, thank you, Chair. And thank you for that question. There are committees of the Board of Governors. So it basically pays them for those because, you know, maybe you're a Board of Governors member and you're not on any committees, then you'd get like the base board remuneration. And then if you're on one committee, you get paid out for that. If you're on two, you get paid out kind of proportionally there. So like currently our board rep is on the Finance, Property and Investment Committee of Board of Governors, and I'm on the Strategy and Stakeholder Relations Committee, and there's a few others, and it covers payment for those committees of the board. Thank you.
Thank you, President. Councillor Williams, did you have anything further there?
Nothing further. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Vice President Academic.
Thank you, Chair. I just had a question for our president. I was just curious if the committee considered remunerating the Board of Governors rep for the meetings that they are in attendance for council, since that is an expectation of them to report to Students' Council. Just curious if that was discussed. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Vice President. President?
I'm so sorry. Could you repeat the last bit of that? I just missed the last part.
Whether or not the committee considered providing remuneration for the Board of Governors attendance at council meetings. Did I get that right, Vice President? Yeah, okay.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Vice President, for the question. We didn't really consider that, and maybe we ought to. It's a good question, and maybe it should be included, and maybe we could practice our amending chops here and see if that would be something we'd be willing to amend, or we could reject it, turn it back to GRAC and have GRAC work on it. It's up to y'all. I'm curious to see if anyone else has takes on that and whether it matters. And this is the first time I'm actually even thinking of that, so I don't really know. All I can tell you is that GRAC hasn't debated it yet. And I am wondering if that would result in like too much remuneration or what that would result in. So yeah, I'll leave it there for now.
I would suggest, President and councillors, that you deal with the amendment that you have in front of you. And if there are additional amendments, there's nothing preventing you from amending this policy in the future again. Vice President Academic, did you have anything further? Okay. Other debate? President?
Thank you, Chair. Just based on your recent comment from a few seconds ago, I think that that's the way that we'll do it. So basically approve the changes here, and then GRAC will then at some point consider adding it for Students Council. But we can approve this one and deal with the other one later.
Okay. The question is on the adoption of the motion to approve the remuneration of elected representatives policy on the recommendation of the Governance Remuneration Advisory Committee. Is there anyone in opposition? Please speak now. Motion carried. Item 8, consultation, nothing there. Item 9, evaluation. I'll just have you, I'll direct you to the link in your agenda to fill out the evaluation. one person left. Okay, I'm told that you're all good. It's all completed. I can never tell if you're completing the form or if you're making sick loops on Vine. But anyway, we'll move on to item 10, recognition. If you have recognition, please type recognition in the chat. Last call for recognition. President.
Thank you. First of all, that was really funny. But also, I want to recognize the executives who won the election. I think this is our first meeting since the election has happened. And I just want to say congrats to those who won. And I'm really happy that you're all going to be taking these positions in May, and I wish you the best of luck in that.
Thank you, President. Big congratulations. Councillor Cross-Trush.
I'd just like to recognize our president for going ahead and doing an excellent job presenting the budget to us in lieu of the VP of Operations and Finance's traditional role. So I just want to say thank you so much, Sean, for doing such a great job presenting us the budget and some information.
Thank you. Thank you from the president as well. Other recognition? Okay, councillors, I think you all should be recognized. Long meeting today. We dealt with a lot of business and we dealt with it with grace. So I think that was a good thing. And I wanna also thank you for bringing me back for another year. It's a highlight of my month. So I appreciate that and thank you. And we'll move on to item 11, adjournment. Requires a motion. Would someone like to make that motion? Vice President External.
Thank you, Chair. I move to adjourn.
Thank you. That motion only requires one mover, is not debatable. The question is on the adoption of the motion to adjourn. Is there anyone in opposition? Please speak now. Motion is carried. This meeting is adjourned. Have a good night, everyone.
Good night.